Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. I had the great pleasure of meeting our guest, Benjamin Gordon, managing partner for BG Strategic Advisors, with Jeff Green, who's one of America's greatest entrepreneurs, who's really revitalizing the Southern Florida real estate market. And I'd like to tell you a little bit more about Benjamin Gordon, managing partner for BG Strategic Advisors, the most active investment banking firm in the supply chain sector. BGSA specializes in mergers, acquisitions, capital raising, merchant banking, and other strategic advisor services. The firm and its principals have completed over 200 transactions in transportation, logistics, and the supply chain services arena. BGSA's private equity arm, Cambridge Capital, is a leading investor in niche supply chain companies. Benjamin Gordon has been responsible for unique, creative, and high-profile deals throughout the global supply chain market, including Kuwait-based Agility's acquisitions of TransLink, Transoceanic, and Geo Logistics, resulting in a multi-billion-dollar Asia, Mideast, U.S. powerhouse. Let's first talk about your investment banking firm in the supply chain sector. What is that all about, Benjamin Gordon?
Sure. Hi, Brian. Thank you, and nice to be with you.
Good morning.
Our investment bank specializes in transportation and logistics. It's a business that I founded 16 years ago. I really spent my career in this industry. Actually, my grandfather started a truck leasing company, and his grandfather started a horse and buggy business. So I'm really fifth generation in this industry. And I started an internet company 17 years ago called Threeplex, which is one of the first internet companies to use the web to match freight with capacity. Venture-backed, we raised $28 million, built and grew the business, and sold it. It's now a part of IBM. So coming on the heels of that, I'd gotten to know a lot of major companies in transportation and logistics and didn't think they had an investment bank they could turn to that could provide industry-specific expertise. And so really, we sought to build the company that would be what I could have used when I was running Threeplex, which was an investment bank specializing in transportation and logistics that really understood what were the key themes and drivers that were responsible for major change in the industry that in turn would help us help clients to buy, sell, raise capital, or otherwise maximize value. And over the last 15 years, we have completed over 50 transactions. We've worked with large companies like UPS. We've worked with much smaller companies across a whole range of areas of transportation, logistics, and supply chain technology. And so that's what we do. And what's great about that is it gives us a vantage point in the economy. We have a very good leading indicator view of what's happening in the economy as a whole.
Okay, if somebody is listening in Montreal or Buffalo or Manhattan or Washington and they'd like to email you or contact you, what's the best way for someone to get in touch with you?
They can email Ben at BGSA.com. BGSA stands for Ben Gordon Strategic Advisors. They can go to our website at www.bgsa.com. Or they can call us at 561-932-1600 or 1601 to get me directly.
Okay. And that phone number was area code 561?
Area code 561-932-1601 to reach me directly.
Okay. Very good. Let's talk a little bit about the mergers that you've been involved with BG Strategic Advisors, either nationally or internationally. Let's talk about your merger program, Benjamin
Sure.
Gordon, with BG Strategic Advisors.
Sure. So, Brian, in the past year, we've been very busy. We completed three deals. YRC Worldwide, which is the largest trucking company in the U.S., hired us to sell their Chinese logistics subsidiary, which was a complex deal, required lots of different layers of regulatory approval in China, but we succeeded in getting it done and selling it to another Chinese buyer. We were hired by a truck brokerage company called Flynn. So think of truck brokerage as being like a travel agent for freight. They're responsible for moving freight without having to own the asset, having to own trucks. Great business. Flynn Logistics, which is a truck brokerage specialist company that hired us. We sold them to Transportation Insight, which is another logistics company that manages freight. And then most recently in Canada, we sold a company called Hyphen, which is a subsidiary of a larger firm called Calix. And we sold that to Transforce, which is the largest trucking company in Canada, a multi-billion dollar public company. So we've been very active, as you can see, on a global basis, you know, U.S., Canada, China, elsewhere around the world. Those are just three data points over the course of the past year in different areas of truck brokerage, freight forwarding, supply chain technology, and other areas of transportation and logistics.
Now, will we see with the Trump administration more mergers taking place in the U.S. or less? How do you see that?
Great question. And actually, two things. Number one, I think we will see more M&A activity. We'll see more M&A activity for several reasons. One, I think there's more confidence in the economy, and more confident buyers are more willing to buy. Two, the regulatory constraints, particularly for larger deals, are likely to be looser, which means deals that might not have been approved by an Obama administration could be approved by a Trump administration. Three, Trump is highlighting plans for $1 trillion of infrastructure spending, which, if true, will be a huge boost to transportation and logistics, who will be beneficiaries of that spending. And in turn, that will be good for the category and good for companies that are in the category, and will also reward those that look to do acquisitions to scale up and expand in that arena. And then fourth, interestingly enough, we've had a Trump bump if you look at the stock market response, particularly in transportation and logistics. So in the year as a whole, the supply chain sector, which includes not just transportation and logistics, but also distribution, really anything associated with the flow of information, goods, and money. We have an index that we track, the BGSA Supply Chain Index, which has over 700 companies in it. For the year, ended December 31, the S&P 500 was up 11%, but our supply chain index was up 16%. Now, that's interesting. What's more interesting is out of that 16%, 10% of it happened just in the month of November. So basically, the two-thirds of the total stock market performance in the supply chain last year spiked in the month after the Trump election. And that's because the market anticipates that the economic policies that Trump is proposing will be good for transportation and logistics. If it's true that there will be more U.S. manufacturing, certainly that means there will be more domestic transportation and logistics. Now, it may have an adverse impact on international, may have an impact on cross-border, but certainly for domestic transportation and logistics companies, we see a bright future, not just on the mergers and acquisitions front, but in terms of fundamental performance.
Well, as of the date of this taping, Ford announced that they were curtailing much of their plans in Mexico. Carrier has already done that. Now Trump is going after General Motors to cut back in Mexico, or there'll be a big tariff. Are these good developments for the U.S. economy?
Well, they're good developments for the U.S. economy if they mean that there will be a real increase in manufacturing capacity. On the other hand, They may not be very meaningful if it's simply a way to market something that might have already been planned. And in fact, it might be harmful if it means that U.S. consumers end up paying a higher price because it's more expensive to manufacture in the U.S. than elsewhere. So the truth is it's too soon to tell, but certainly the carrier and port announcements are a promising sign for domestic transportation and logistics. Those companies should stand to benefit.
For those who have just tuned in, our guest today is a very respected leader in finance, Benjamin Gordon, managing partner for BG Strategic Advisors. I had the good fortune of meeting him with Jeff Green, who's putting hundreds of millions of dollars in investment into Southern Florida into real estate. If you're listening in New York, Northern Florida, Buffalo, or Toronto, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. The station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia, New Zealand. We'd like to hear from you. One announcement here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That is 716-835-9454 to get the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who've called recently regarding our guest, Bob King, the founder of HumanScale, based in Manhattan, Jordan Mulligan with Muskoka, Ontario Tourism, and the Blue Christmas with the Calvary Church. Coming up, we'll have former U.S. Ambassador to Finland, Earl Mack with Mack Cali, Paulette Noble with the new book out, Was Elvis Jewish? And Ambassador Eric Javits, who was U.S. Ambassador to Geneva and The Hague for disarmament and chemical warfare. A little bit more about our guest today, Benjamin Gordon, Managing Partner for BG Strategic Advisors, BGSA. He's been involved with the sale of Converge to Arrow Electronics, pioneering the convergence of distribution and reverse logistics, the sale of Access Computer to Waste Management, Blending Recycling, and Waste Services, and various others. And you can look this up at www.bgsa.com for more information. Prior to BGSA, Benjamin Gordon founded 3P Lex, the internet solution enabling third-party logistics companies to automate their business. Benjamin Gordon raised $28 million from blue-chip investors, including Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Bank Boston Ventures, Conway, Ionian. 3P Lex has been sold to Maersk. Our guest today, Benjamin Gordon, managing partner for BG Strategic Advisors. Let's talk about acquisitions your firm has been involved with. What have you acquired in the last few years?
So we have an affiliated private equity arm called Cambridge Capital. And Cambridge Capital has made several investments in the last 6 years. We are perhaps best known for our co-investment in a small public company called Express One, which became XPO. We were privileged to be invited to invest with the CEO, Brad Jacobs, who purchased the majority control of this company, Express One, when it was a small private company, a small public company worth $75 million. And after Brad became CEO, invested $100 million of his own capital, some capital from us and others, he has grown it over 5 years organically and through acquisitions to a company that today, 5 years later, is worth over $10 billion. So XPO, a great success. Certainly, we don't deserve the credit for that. Brad does, but we're pleased to have been a part of that. Similarly, we've invested in companies in the energy supply chain, companies providing pipeline inspection services and other other capabilities in the energy arena, two businesses that we invested in, built, grew, sold for very attractive returns. Another company in the e-commerce arena that we just invested in, a company called Bring, which is a company that provides companies with last-mile logistics services. So let's say you're Coca-Cola, and you want to make sure that the right amount of Coke products are getting to the retailers at the right time. It used to be that the retailer would have to call headquarters and go through a procurement process. Now somebody from the store just picks up his or her phone, hits the button on the app, and the closest Coke delivery truck gets rerouted to come in and deliver just the right amount of product that's needed, just the same way that Uber works. Great company based in Israel, selling on a global basis to customers like Coke, DHL, Panera, and others. We invested in the business. We're excited about it. We expect them to continue to grow rapidly. So those are a few examples of companies that we've invested in and companies that we're continuing to invest in.
Now, I see you're involved. Benjamin Gordon is managing partner for BG Strategic Advisors with capital raising. So you're raising money, I would believe, for mergers and acquisitions. How do you raise the money? Who are the people who are providing this funding? And then how is it applied?
Sure. I'll give you an example. We worked with a company called Coyote 9 years ago that was looking to invest, to pursue acquisitions, invest in technology, and become a much bigger business. They, at the time, were a small, unprofitable company providing technology and brokerage services in the logistics industry. The CEO had sold his prior company, had gotten a degree at MIT in supply chain, we thought was a smart guy who could be very successful with more resources. We helped him, brought in $100 million of equity from Warburg Pincus. Warburg invested, supported the company's growth, supported the company's acquisitions, and the company just sold about 2 years ago to UPS for $1.8 billion. So it was a very successful deal. Everybody made a lot of money, and the capital that we helped Coyote raise was used to help the company grow very quickly as a result. It's a nice example.
We've had many times in this program John K. Castle, who has Castle Harlan, a private merchant bank. In New York, they have $55 billion in assets. You're involved with merchant banking. What do you do in merchant banking, Benjamin Gordon, with BG Strategic Advisors?
Sure. So we are investing our own capital and bringing in partners to do deals in different areas of transportation, logistics, and the supply chain. So deals like the XPO example or the Bring example are illustrative of that. We're looking at other companies right now. One is a company that does e-commerce fulfillment in California. So they import goods typically from Asia, and then they're responsible for distributing them across the country to get to consumers. So something that you buy online gets to your doorstep in time. They handle that process. Another example would be a company here in Florida that we are working with and planning to invest in. This is a company that imports flowers from around the world, but particularly Latin America. They arrange bouquets and they distribute them around the country. So when you buy flowers for your mother, Mother's Day, or for your boyfriend or girlfriend or special someone on Valentine's Day, they will build those bouquets and distribute them. And it's obviously very time sensitive because flowers delivered a day late are not worth very much. And so that's a great example of another company in the supply chain arena that we're in midst of investing in right now. So there are a lot of innovative companies, whether it's on the technology side or on the transportation side, that are achieving growth and success in the supply chain sector. And we're pleased and privileged to be able to be working with many of them.
Very good. Our guest today is Benjamin Gordon, managing partner for BG Strategic Advisors. Great track record. We're learning a lot from his business expertise. If you're listening in Montreal, New York, Buffalo, or the Carolinas, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Also, we like hearing from our Canadian and European listeners with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on ESPN AM 1520. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226 in the USA. Some more information about Benjamin Gordon, managing partner for BG Strategic Advisors. Prior to 3Plex, Benjamin Gordon led strategy projects in transportation technology at Mercer Management Consulting, where he developed one of the first e-commerce and logistics business models. Benjamin Gordon is a published author and recognized expert on transportation and logistics and has been quoted extensively by national media, including CNBC, New York Times, Businessweek, ABC, Lehrer NewsHour, Journal of Commerce, Transport Topics, Supply Chain Management Quarterly, and Traffic World. Our guest today, Benjamin Gordon, managing partner for BG Strategic Advisors. Let's talk about the other strategic advisory services that you provide with BG Strategic Advisors, but why don't you give us again a email address or phone in case somebody in the 17 states and half of Canada we reach wants to ask you a question.
Sure. My email is ben@bgfa.com, and my phone number is 561-932-1601. So our advisory services really run the gamut from mergers, acquisitions, raising capital, or providing strategic advice on other big decisions, typically involving a deal in transportation and logistics. And we've done that with big guys like UPS and lots of small, dynamic, successful companies.
Very good. Again, you're listening to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520 with 50,000 watts of clear channel power reaching 17 states and half of Canada. Let's talk a little bit about the 200 transactions that you completed in transportation. Let's go right into your track record in transportation, Benjamin Gordon, BG Strategic Advisors.
Sure. So if you look at our history, on the one hand, we have worked with large companies like this past year, YRC, which is the largest trucking company in the U.S., which turned to us because they had a problem. The problem was they were outstanding at U.S.-based trucking, and they wanted to get rid of some non-core entities so they could focus on the things they were best at. One of those non-core entities for them was a logistics company in China, which at the time of the investment made sense as part of a bigger global strategy, but today, at a time when they're focused on their core competencies, no longer made sense. It was a difficult deal because while the company in China was a good business, it also had a joint venture with a 50-50 partner, which added complexity and meant that many buyers would shy away from a scenario where they couldn't buy the whole company. They could only buy half. So it required some creativity, ability to negotiate with multiple parties, ability to also handle the complexity of deals in China. And then finally, it also required complexity in dealing with a complex regulatory landscape because while we may think we have regulatory headaches in the U.S., it's significantly more complicated in China, and there are multiple bodies that need to provide approval. And so handling all that was not an easy task. There had been another large investment bank hired the prior year that had been unable to get the deal done. And YRC turned to us asking us if we could help. And sure enough, we were able to get it done. Took a lot of time and effort, close to a year, but we were able to successfully achieve that. So on the one hand, we've been very successful at those kinds of large, complex deals. Also lots of global deals. In Kuwait, we helped a firm called Agility Logistics pursue 3 acquisitions in Asia and the U.S., TransLink, TransOceanic, and Geo Logistics, over $2 billion of revenue worth of acquisitions. And that ran the gamut from specialty services like logistics for trade shows, special events, even the Olympics, to other forwarding services associated with helping to move goods all around the world. And on the other hand, here at home, we've worked with companies in areas like packaging, where we sold a company called Wilpak to Jacobson, or cross-border trucking, where we sold Air Road, a cross-border U.S.-Mexico carrier that we sold to a private equity buyer called Reliant Equity, or Canadian cross-border logistics, like the sale of Unicity to PVB, which became Livingston, the largest cross-border U.S.-Canada customs brokerage and logistics business. Technology companies, like, for example, Open Mile, which we sold to Echo Global Logistics, and really all areas of the supply chain, which the textbook definition of supply chain is the flow of information, goods, and money. And so it covers a lot of territory. So really for that niche in the world of transportation, logistics, and supply chain, we strive to be the thought leader that can provide the most help, most value, the most expertise, and deliver the best results. So for companies that are in transportation and logistics, they tend to turn to us for advice, help, and transactions.
We have a minute left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. It sounds like you're pretty optimistic about the next year with the Trump administration. You think it's going to be a good year?
Well, I am optimistic. Maybe that's a congenital defect, but I am. I think the reasons for my optimism include the fact that the leading indicators in transportation are pointing up. Spot market rates for short-term trucking have gone up, which is usually a good leading indicator for the rest of trucking, and in turn a good leading indicator for the rest of the economy. In addition to that, the stock market spike. Trucking stocks are up 30 to 40% over the course of the last year, with over a third of that having occurred in the last 60 days. Again, that's a good leading indicator of the bullishness of the market for transportation and logistics in the coming year. Third, the regulatory environment, which, as we've discussed, I think will be more favorable for companies operating the space, will be more encouraging of mergers, acquisitions, and deals. And then fourth, a tremendous amount of investment in technology in this arena. I'll close with this. Amazon has begun making what I believe will be billions of dollars of investment in building out an Amazon transportation and logistics capability, which ultimately will lead to being able to deliver many more goods on time than historically has been possible.
Okay, I'm sorry, but we have run out of time. Benjamin Gordon, again, our guest, has enlightened us as the managing partner for BG Strategic Advisors. Special thanks to Jeff Green, South Florida entrepreneur, for introducing us, and Kevin Carr, our director of production for the past 15 years. Thank you for teaching us so much about your business, Benjamin Gordon with BG Strategic Advisors. Have a great week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.